The previous Mishnah talked about using a pepper grinder on Yom Tov, and so this Mishnah goes a bit sidetracked to discuss the tumah status of a pepper grinder. The halacha is that in general, a item can only become tumah if it's considered a useful item. Of course, there are many other conditions, but that is one condition. It follows, therefore, that a broken item can in general not become tumah. Of course, it depends how broken it is. And those laws are discussed at length in Seder Taharis. But the Mishnah tells us that Horichaim shall pilpilin, a grinder designated for grinding pepper, tamei o mishum shloisha kelim, can become tamei because of three different parts, three different utensils, which make up the pepper grinder. Meaning, even if these three parts become unattached and are by themselves, so they can't necessarily function as a pepper grinder, nevertheless, each part has a significant role and a significant use, which means that it can become tomei even by itself not being part of the pepper grinder. Firstly, mishum kli kibul, it can become tomei as a receptacle. This is referring to the bottom part of the pepper grinder, which is essentially just a container to catch the ground pepper. And that's usually made out of wood. And in order for a wooden item to become tomei, it has to be able to hold things. And since this does hold things, it can become tomei. Secondly, the thing which is used to actually crush and grind the pepper, so the bottom of it, the part which actually comes into contact with the pepper, is made out of metal. It's hard, it is better material to use for crushing the pepper. However, the majority of this part of the pepper grinder is made out of wood. The thing which you hold onto is the wooden part, and just the bottom is made out of metal. However, since the main purpose of this part is to crush the pepper, and the wood is only there to serve the metal, so that you can hold onto it and crush the pepper, so this is classified as a metal item, and a metal item can become tomei even if it cannot hold things. So the Mishnah says, "Mishum kli matreis," it can become tomei because of the metal part, and so if that part is by itself, it can also become tomei by itself. And thirdly, "Mishum kli chavara," it can become tomei as a sieve. This is referring to the middle part of the pepper grinder. That's where the peppers would lie, and he would crush the peppers on this thing, and the parts which were already crushed, so they could go through the holes in the sieve, whereas the uncrushed peppers would stay above the sieve. And Majabonon, regardless of what the sieve is made out of, it can become tomei because it is very similar to a woven material. And woven material can become tomei mid'oraisa. So Majabonon, because a sieve is very similar, that part can become tomei regardless of what it is made out of.